Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, and performer, and mom of four.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one. Hey moms, it's Shaylee, and I want to talk a little bit about PrepDish. It is a meal planning service, and every week you'll get an email in your inbox. It has a grocery list, prep ahead instructions, and all of your meals will be ready for the week with no guesswork needed. You still have to do a little bit of work. Basically, you pick one day. I usually like picking the weekends or on a Monday, and you do all of the prep work. It's the chopping, the cutting. You can go shopping the same day. It usually takes me about 2 to 3 hours, but then you have all of the meals for your whole entire week completely. Completely planned out. So there's no more thinking about, oh my goodness, I have 3 minutes. What am I going to make for dinner tonight? Then every night you either pop it in the oven, you warm it up on the stovetop, and you have a delicious, healthy meal prepared for your family, and it makes you feel like superwoman. One of my favorite parts was usually it includes like a big salad or something. So if the salad's made and it's in the refrigerator, I will eat salad. It's amazing. It's magical. It's like a magic trick. Put salad already tossed and I'll eat it. So let PrepDish do the planning for you so you no longer have to think about meals. We would love you guys to try it out. You can visit PrepDish.com/SK, and the founder, Allison, is offering a free 2-week trial for all of our listeners to try it out, guys. It's a no-brainer. Go to PrepDish.com/SK and try it out for yourself. Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, coming to you from Shaylee's dining room this evening.
Hey.
Thanks for all the schmoozing and the...
You're welcome.
The, like, the hosting.
Katie's not eating carbs, and I chopped up some peppers, sliced up some
peppers,
fruit.
Fruit.
Black coffee.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so hospitable. Guys, we are going to do a major update today. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, first of all, thank you.
Yeah.
And second of all, that title was a little bit confusing. So we're going to tell you, don't worry, don't fear, but we're going to tell you a little bit more after our fake sponsor. So this episode's brought to you by
baby socks. You know, baby socks, the things that are never on the kids' feet.
We need some taglines for baby socks.
Okay.
Baby socks. Aww. Is her feet cold? Tell your mom, where are my socks, Mom?
Mom has socks on.
Where's baby socks? Thanks, old ladies in public.
Thanks for pointing out what I already knew. I will say, this weekend I saw two babies not wearing socks, and I judged them in my mind, even though I knew that it probably wasn't the parents' fault. But I still felt bad for those little cold baby feet.
Oh my goodness, you're going to be that lady.
I know, I'm totally going to be that lady.
Baby socks. Where'd you go?
Where'd you go, baby socks?
TM.
Get on those feet.
Okay, so now on to the content. Thanks, baby socks. What is the fate of our podcast, Shaylee?
That's such a big word.
I know, it's such a big word. Well, we're going to tell you here in a little bit. There's some changes on the horizon.
Uh-oh. Get ready for them.
Changes. We think they're good changes. We think everyone will be on board. We hope.
They are good changes. We're telling you that they're good changes. We're all on board.
But in the event that this is your very first episode you've ever listened to, we want to tell you a little bit about who we are.
Yeah. Think of it like a Friday introduction for Instagram, but on podcast, because we haven't done it in 84 episodes.
84 episodes.
We kind of blinked and we're like, oh wait, was that a season? Therein lies the conversation about like, what's the plan?
But before we get into the plan, who are you, Shaylee? How about I do your bio and then you can do mine.
Okay, you do me, I'll do you.
Okay, so my friend over here, Shaylee Murphy.
Hi.
Voice of an angel. Go ahead and say something for them. Just anything.
I'm just being Miley.
Oh my gosh. It's not Miley Cyrus, so that she gets that a lot.
Not as much since the whole phase.
Since the whole twerking and the... Yeah.
I got Hannah Montana.
Yes, I see that. I see that. Shaylee Murphy, my friend, she owns a video production company with her husband. If you guys have never been to... Is it harpcreative.com?
It is.
Harpcreative.com. I want you to go and watch, like, their reel. It's gorgeous. Like, Shaylee and I were friends for a very long time before I ever even went and looked at her work. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, you're, like, really, really
really good at this. Oh my gosh. It's like these, yeah, you gotta go see it. But like they've traveled the world in sunshine and rain. And it's beautiful stuff.
Pregnant and non-pregnant.
Pregnant, non-pregnant. Great segue. She's the mother of one beautiful daughter named Opal, who is now...
2.5
2.5
She was 4 months old when we recorded our first episode.
Not even a half yet.
Yeah.
Wow. How did I trick you into doing this?
You locked me in. And I was still in that like phase where nothing seemed real. You're like,
fine, whatever.
That's one more thing.
Yeah. That is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Because I have a 5-month-old. I don't know that I would have started a podcast right now.
You had a 1-year-old when we started.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But this isn't about you. Go on.
Oh, yeah. She's also a rock star interior designer. Now, that was her training. That was her formal schooling. Major. Mm-hmm. And her house is a reflection of that. Although, you know, your house would probably be awesome even without the degree. But she's legit. She knows her stuff. She knows the words and the lingo.
They can see my house, Katie, when we're recording.
Guys, hang on. I'll duck.
No need to. We'll just, like, take a moment for you to look around.
But the point, is... she could be completely, 100% an interior designer, but she did join forces with her husband, and now interior designer's taken just a bit of a backseat. She still takes on occasional clients, but video production's kind of her name. Really, project management, I would say, is like you're like, you don't even have to try.
It's like I have my fingers in everything. It's like breathing, and she's managing. I tell people I would be trying to manage the business whether I was involved or not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good that he just kind of lets me, like, run free.
That's a good call.
Because I'd be trying to. I feel like it'd be a fight, but now I'm like, I'm supposed to be meddling.
So my friend Shaylee is the unicorn, a very organized, very creative person. I know. What? You don't know anyone like that? Me neither. So I'm very grateful to have her alongside this ride, because let me tell you how many... We are 84. Is the 84th episode?
84th episode.
Let me tell you how many episodes... we would have if I had decided to do Katie and Katie the podcast, where I interviewed myself. One episode.
And it wouldn't be on iTunes. No, it would. You figure that part out.
I did figure. I bring something to the table.
You bring so much.
But anytime we've posted on time, that's because Shaylee sent me a cute little text saying, it really is Tuesday.
I use we a lot.
We really need to get that up there.
When should we post today?
And so I'm very grateful for you. You're an excellent person. Excellent mother, and I'm happy that I know you. And even if we never had a podcast again,
are you foreshadowing? Wait and see.
I would still want to hang out with you every Tuesday. I actually feel like I kind of like this has all been a ruse to trick you into an accelerated friendship with me.
I will say, doing a podcast with someone is a friendship accelerator.
Yeah,
we could like do courses on like friendship accelerators. Do you want to marry that person? Why don't you try out doing a podcast first? Test it out.
I need you guys to row this boat together.
No need to move in together. Produce a podcast.
Produce a podcast.
Test out those waters.
Here's why I think it works. Shaylee and I are anti-drama.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's not
low maintenance.
And we're very low maintenance.
I'm almost unoffendable.
I am unoffendable.
I think the only time I'm offended is if I'm... concerned that I've offended someone else and I can't figure it out. That's the only time I'm like even bothered about, like, yep. If I ever have like an internal struggle, it's just like, have I offended someone?
Yep. And like, I once had a dream that Shaylee and I got in our first fight ever, and we both started every single sentence with, I'm not mad, but, and literally that's the dream was so realistic.
You caught me recording a podcast interview without you. And yep. I like didn't tell you, but like somehow I was also babysitting your kids. So you like came and caught me.
Yep.
That was really, that was a very true dream.
Good dream. You know, what's not fun to listen to other people's dreams. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. So okay, that's my
that's
bio.
About me.
I mean, that's Shaylee's bio. I wish it was mine.
We're the same person. Who could be confused? Okay. So you were very nice. I feel like there's a lot of pressure because you're more of a wordsmith than I am.
Oh my gosh, let's start with that. I'm a wordsmith.
Katie's a wordsmith. She is. Any witty title, caption, show notes, or show paragraph you've ever read, Katie has written. If I've written it, you'll know. Because the one title I wrote without any assistance is called Home Design Basics. Period. It might have a 101.
I think I added the 101.
It's, Katie out of the one. It's 5 words. And all of Katie's are like 3 lines, which is all.
I'm just trying to get that SEO. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we're just clicking around. We just want you to know what you're getting into before you hop on here. So she not only, okay, wait, we'll start from the beginning. She has a background in the ad world, mm-hmm. working for an agency here in Springfield, but don't be fooled. All of their clients were national food brands. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very cool. They worked with like what? Like name some clients.
I worked on like Uncle Ben's, Smucker's,
right?
Otis Spunkmeyer,
right?
Mars. So like M&M's and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
You know, all the good stuff.
But yeah,
Which is super legit. So you did graphic design.
Yeah, an art direction.
Is an art direction. That's your training.
Design, yeah. That's
my design. Mm-hmm. Design. Graphic design is kind of what she studied in college, which we knew each other but didn't really know each other in college.
We're teasing it. 100th episode. You gotta wait.
100th episode. And then Katie was like, psh, I can do this on my own and do photography. Started doing some photography. She got wildly popular. Quit her day job. So, something important. Katie and I both quit our day jobs and went into business for ourselves. Before we had kids.
Yes.
And did that for a while.
Which
and,
is rare.
Right. It's rare. And not that there's like
anything. Yeah, there's no value attached to it.
Better or worse. It's just kind of like this entrepreneur thing wasn't like a creative way for us to be able to stay home. It's like we did that with or without kids.
Yes.
That was just kind of in us. And so Katie did that. She became a killer photographer, which is when I found her again on Instagram, not knowing I already knew her. And
tease it.
I'm teasing it. Teasing it. Anyway,
it's a great story. You're going to love it like 20 episodes from now. If there are more episodes.
If there are, who knows? Who's to stay tuned? Anyway, so she became one of like, what, like the Knot's top photographers?
Oh, and we don't need to talk about like the awards. That's
accolades.
No,
it's not silly.
No, no, no.
Anyway, killer, killer, killer wedding photographer.
No, I literally killed people.
She literally killed. It's sad mixed with happy. Happiest day of their lives.
But people keep hiring me. I don't
know. Somehow. Wedding business isn't a repeat business, you know. And then she, somewhere in between there, like, got married and had 4 kids. So, you know, sprinkle that in with life
yes.
and fun. And then yes. we started a podcast together. So now she's kind of dabbling through the whole...
What's next?
What's next?
Which we're going to talk about. Yeah.
And Katie's hilarious. She also is a comedy show writer.
Oh, yeah.
And performer.
I feel like there's, like...
An improv...
That's my, like, secret life.
Artist. That's your secret life. This is our secret life.
This is our secret life.
Anyway, that's your schmoozy bio.
Schmoozy bio.
Next time we'll do them ourselves and they'll be really short.
To work from home, entrepreneurs laughing their way.
From parenthood.
Oh, my gosh.
Our intros annoy ourselves, but we keep it there for some reason.
Yeah, maybe we'll re-record some. If we're continuing.
If we need to. Stay
okay,
tuned.
So, okay. Let's talk about the fate of the podcast a little bit.
Okay. The fate of the podcast.
Our thesis of our podcast, when we first decided to start one, I was binging a lot of podcasts. And what would happen is I would listen to... I had 2 in particular that I loved. One was all about staying at home and... being like the best mom that you can possibly be. And
Betty Crocker mom.
Yeah, just like, yes, like that is where you serve. And that is like, I mean, just a lot of like, I'd turn them off and be so fired up that I'd be like, I'm quitting.
Like homemake.
Yes. Yeah. And be like really enthused and like, I'm going to quit everything. I'm not going to have any like hobbies.
My job is to serve my family and my house and never leave my house because why would I need anything more out of life?
Sometimes, because I'm an extremist. So I'm like, I'm saying like, that's probably not even what they meant. And that's what I take from it.
Yeah.
And then the very next day I'd binge these like rock star boss entrepreneur podcasts. And I'd get so fired up. And I'd be like, I'm getting childcare. And
full time. Everyone's my kids. I don't want to see them.
And I'm a
working woman.
And I'm going to make $1 million this year. It's going to be a 6-figure year. So basically I felt like I kept getting like jarred back and forth between these two worlds. And ultimately, I was looking for a podcast that was somewhere in the middle. People who were passionate about being moms and who are passionate about business and who are trying to figure out if both can live in a life that's thriving. And Shaylee is one of the few people that I know who had a baby and was planning to work at home as an entrepreneur and also a mom. And so that was kind of the original purpose of the podcast and why it started is trying to find that happy balance. Although a lot of our guests are like passionately against that word.
I hate the word balance. I was like, oh, too, as we're deleting it off of our like show bio.
You're right. Balance is horrible. And so I think what's kind of been interesting is we've been at this for 2 years. For Shaylee, it's been her literal first 2 years of parenting. For me, it's, you know, I've been a parent for 7.5 years. And we have learned in real time from our guests, and we've learned from people who are doing both and doing it really well. And I'm just very grateful because I feel like there's just been a lot of tiny changes I've made in the last 2 years that have been direct advice from our guests. So it's been great for me. It's been great. I feel like Shaylee, like you as a person, I have been grateful for in the last 2 years. There's just a lot of good that has come out of this podcast. Here's the only, the only con of the podcast is
I'm ready.
As we said, we are trying desperately to figure out this work-life balance thing, this working mom thing. Mm-hmm. We were guests on someone else's podcast, The Way Fam. And he said, and I explained to him what I just explained to you guys, and he said, so if you were already trying
to figure this thing out,
to balance this thing out, and you're worried you don't have time to be a mom and you don't have time to be entrepreneur, well, why would you start a podcast and add that workload?
And we're like, don't question this.
Don't be logical. What? Okay.
What are you talking about? That's a question I should have asked 2 years ago. However, and I will say, I feel like, just like you were saying, there's like 20% of it is like administrative, editing, uploading, emailing, coordinating.
Yes.
But I feel like 80% of it is like pure joy. I'm forcing myself to have conversations with my friends that are intentional about life.
Yes.
And I love that part of it.
Oh, yes. The pros absolutely outweigh the cons. The only con is the pace. So we're letting you in on the actual making of the thing because I find it interesting to listen to. So basically, we had a big business meeting and we kind of talked about, like, can this pace continue? Can we actually get out an episode every single Tuesday?
Forever. Conversation that happened when we planned this went, this is a live audio recording of the conversation of our plan.
Yes.
Of how many episodes and the frequency.
Yes.
That was it. We had zero conversation about it. We just kind of started doing them weekly, and then like it was gaining momentum, and then we got some sponsors, and then we just never talked about it, and we're like, forever.
And so then I mentioned to Shaylee, hey, you know, sometimes I watch TV shows and like they don't have an episode every week.
And they end. And guess what? End. I come back when they're back.
And then I come back when there's a new episode. I don't like just say, well, then forget you. And you know, those TV shows actually have like a whole crew working on it that aren't just like you and me.
So we're not the news.
If we're making more episodes than like, you know, Jimmy Fallon, maybe there's a pace thing that we can slow down a little bit, because ultimately our heart behind this is we really want quality content that we care about. We want each episode to be something we're proud of and to be something that we have crafted.
We don't want to look back 100 episodes from now and be like, so there was that one we just crocheted the whole time. I wonder if that was like... if that one was interesting, or did you feel like that one wasn't as planned? There was just a lot of like needles clinking. Just kidding. That was a needle felting pointing joke, because crocheting is one needle.
Oh man. Whew. That was
really... stay tuned for the crocheting segment? Episode. Yeah. That or was, segment. You know,
that was really funny to like 1% of the population that's like
the crocheter's like up to high five.
So basically what we've decided is this is our last episode of what we're going to make up as a season. How many seasons? We did some math, we divided by a number, and we're calling it the end of season six.
Which I keep calling it season one, which is just hilarious.
Which
to
is
me,
hilarious.
It's 80 episodes.
An 80 episode
of
one season.
One.
So we did a little formula, we divided, and we have decided we have already done six seasons, and we are going to prepare for season 7, and it is going to launch on
June 5th,
Tuesday, June 5th. So you're going to have 7 weeks off of this podcast. We are going to have 7 weeks off, although we'll be recording that season. And then in June 5th, you'll have 12 brand new episodes to listen to 12 weeks from there on out. So
they'll still come out on Tuesdays. They'll still be weekly. It will just be a break. And then each season will have a starting and an ending date on it.
And we're really excited because we've already planned the content. We already have our season-long sponsors signed up.
I know.
We have world-famous guests already on the hook, including a New York Times best-selling author. And so we just feel like we're going to get ahead of the planning and bring you guys some really great content. And I'm very excited.
Yeah.
About it.
We always were like, one time we're going to have a meeting and we're going to plan. And then every time we'd meet, we'd be like, need to record 2 episodes.
Cause we're behind.
And Katie like had a baby and somehow we just took like one weekend and month off and just powered through it.
Right.
This is more to just pace it in a well-thought-out way. In hindsight, we probably should have done this 2 years ago and had a plan. But our plan has just kind of been like, release one forever. Every week, forever, until we're 80. And so this is going to be like a good, sustainable release date. And if you miss us, too bad, in the weeks off, between seasons, you can always find us on Instagram.
Yes. So I'm going to pause there, and I'm gonna go down memory lane for a second.
Memory lane. Do you need background music? No?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what's happened the first 84 episodes.
84 episodes.
Okay. I made a little list of what I like to call things we never followed up on.
A little list?
A little. Okay. Little list.
This is the where are they now.
So we had several amazing guests that made challenges to us that we were going to go for, and then we never told you how it went. So,
right, because that would involve planning, following up on challenges that we end. If you ever had the end of a season, we're like, so we're going to tell you how many photos Shaylee has on her phone next time, and then we never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
This might solve that.
This hopefully will solve that. So just to go in order, first of all, our fourth episode ever was when I talked about how I lost, what did I even say?
70 pounds.
70 pounds. Guess what? I'm doing it again right now because I just had another baby. So that's something I'm going to personally work on.
Are you 70?
To lose?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in progress.
Okay, but I don't feel like you have 70 pounds to lose.
Well, not yet, not left.
Oh, okay. I was like,
remember that was me that pregnant was like with Nora.
Big. Okay, before the babies left your body.
Yes. Which you were like, it counts.
Okay, it counts. And Sadie was 10 pounds, 4 ounces.
10-4, done.
Done. Check. She lost 10 pounds immediately. Plus placenta.
Ew. If this is your first episode, sorry about the word placenta.
We'll bleep it.
Episode 7 is where we lay the groundwork for working from home. For the first time, Shaylee talks about what it's like to work with Opal back when you had zero hours of childcare.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to talk about your childcare journey here in a second.
Okay. A lot of high chair.
Number 13 was when we had our first organization expert on, and she challenged us to make our bed every morning and to do a 15-minute pickup every night before we go to bed. Do you remember if you did that?
I did. I made my bed every day for a week. And I do the 15-minute pickup at night.
I have been doing. I still do. I mean, sometimes it gets longer because I get in the zone. But I've been doing this thing where before we can turn on our show.
Yes.
I have to have like the living room and kitchen. Like,
the house
perfect.
In order. Right.
It doesn't have to be like back in the bedrooms.
Just for the most part, everything.
I'm like, if
back.
I can see it from the TV view,
needs to
it's
be.
It's
got to
be tidy, or I'm not going to enjoy my show anymore. Because I'm a neat freak now.
Katie, look at you.
Am I?
Jonathan says that he'll go. It stresses me out to see everything. I need to just put it away.
Yeah.
If he starts cleaning, I know I better start helping.
I know it's going to be how we are too. I'm not just going to sit here while while you're cleaning. I feel bad. Okay. Episode 15. Bum bum bum.
Bum bum. Bing.
Shaylee was challenged
to
log off of social media for 1 week. Shaylee's looking around the room as if she's been caught doing something she didn't follow through on.
Everything.
Did you ever log off?
I did for 4 days, but not a whole week.
What happened on the fourth day?
Almost killed me. I just logged right on. I logged right back on and I started liking. And I thought, podcast people can't see me. No judgment. we won't talk about this again. And here we are.
And here we are. And also, I'd like to point out that episodes, most recent episodes, 79 mm-hmm. and 80, also kind of got me fired up for that. You have any desire to do it? To do it fast?
I do. There have been days I've intentionally put my phone away more. Okay. I'm trying to justify it. No, I have not. Cold turkey logged off.
Did you download the Moment app?
I did. And we need to talk about that.
Yes. That was an eye-opener.
Moment app. And actually, a listener emailed us and told us about it.
Yes.
And we had already been doing it, but still really cool. And always tell us if you have tips like that, because if it had been a week before, you would have told us about it. But it tracks where you've been on your phone, anytime your screen is on, and how much time apps. You've spent there. Mm-hmm. And you get like a no-no red if it's over 3 hours?
I think so.
2 to 3 hours. Between 2 hours and 3 hours is like a yellow, like you're fine, but you're not good. Uh-huh. And then under 2 hours is green.
Yes. And I would say like the first day I had no clue and it was very red. And I was like, no, really?
No.
And then I just in like the week that I downloaded the app, I like got it into the yellow. Like, and I was like, wait, I have so much time at the end of the day.
I know.
Who knew?
And then a day that I'm like, if I'm like traveling on an airplane, I'm almost always red. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm like so busy, I can't like with work or a shoot or something, I'll be in the green. And then I'm like pat myself on the back. But it's really because I physically could not be on my phone.
Yes.
But it helps.
Okay. So in episode 17, I got life coached by Tejisti, who was awesome. And she challenged us to go on more date nights and find things we have in common. And yes, and I would like to report that I feel like between that episode and episode 59, uh-huh. which is about sharing the mental load with your spouse, led by Shaylee, I feel like I have a dramatically different marriage now.
I will bill you for that later.
We use that. I mean, if you haven't listened to that episode, it's a game changer. We use that type of language now where it's like, like he'll be like
CEO of
being the CEO of your task, and that includes assigning subtasks as the mental load you're carrying that task. So if you need someone to do something for that task, you're the one assigning
for instance soccer practice or ballet class,
for instance, like Jared's in charge of our animals. So instead of him just being like, did you do the animals, I'll be like, did you assign me that task? Because you're the CEO of the animals. So
there's no,
I'm assuming
like,
they're fine unless you tell me.
Yes. And it takes out the half like he assumes you did it. You assumed he did it. And then you're both kind of mad that the other one didn't do it. But everyone's always kind of mad.
Yes.
And instead it's like, I didn't go by Walmart and get food for that animal.
Right.
That's on your to-do list.
But if you need me to, then you
put
assign
it on
that
my
task.
List.
Yeah, exactly. A good example of that is I feel like early in marriage, we neither of us were the CEO of what's for dinner. And so what happens is it's dinner time and you're both kind of like, I don't know. And so either you make bad health choices or eventually you start snapping at each other of like,
why am I supposed to feed you?
Right. It's like the busy game of like, well, my day was like this. And it's like, okay, maybe we need to pick a CEO of what's for dinner. And it doesn't mean that the other person is incapable of it. It just means you're owning that task and they'll own something else.
And it could even be days. Like you're in charge of dinner Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Sure. So like in my household, it makes sense because I'm home all day that I am the CEO of what's for dinner. In subcategory, I'm the CEO of grocery shopping because it doesn't really make sense for someone.
Figure. It's like Master Chef. What is this? It's the mystery meat. Sausage?
It doesn't make sense to not shop for your task. And so if I need Jared to make dinner, that's fine. But I'll tell him, this is what's for dinner.
Friday night's on you. Put this pizza in the oven for the
kids. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, I mean, he actually gets really chefy sometimes. He's kind of like a cute little, he's like
Jared.
Getting herbs out of the back of them. I'm like, we have that. But
those are weeds, honey.
But he's not going to come home at dinner time.
Yeah.
And we go, what's for dinner? Like, that's just not practical in our house. So somehow labeling in that, it's weird. Like, I mean, literally since that episode, I've been like, oh, I'm the CEO of dinner. Okay. And it's not that he's not being helpful. It's that I need to either assign him the task or not, but I don't,
That's
I'm
so
not
good.
Bitter anymore.
Well, sometimes, or even like Opal's childcare. Cause sometimes I'll be like, I have to coordinate when your mom's coming, if we're going out of town for a shoot, and then like I have to bring her to my mom, then I have to coordinate like when she's coming back and when she's, and it's that type of thing. And sometimes I'll just think like, I'm the only one who's trying to do this. Like it's all on me. And you feel like this, I think that people in general can feel this whole, like, woe is me. But it's like, no, write everything down and figure out who's in charge of what and then get over it. Stop like, feeling sorry for yourself and, like, do the thing that you're supposed to do and your partner will do the thing that they're supposed to do. Because you can get in this trap of only thinking about everything you're doing and you're not thinking about, like, they're also doing things that they're in charge of.
And, like, so Jared's the CEO of all of the yard things. We have, like, we live on a 7 acres.
Farms.
So, I mean, if you think about it, I'm trying to equate it to, like, I don't know.
2,000 square feet.
Well, I guess I'm trying to think of, like, so I'm the CEO of laundry. It doesn't mean he won't help me fold. It's just not on his brain to make sure everything's washed and dried every single week. It's just he's going to assume it's fine unless I assign him the task of helping with it.
Right.
So, like, instead of being upset and being like, I mean, the hamper was full and he walked right past it, he could have just somehow read the brain of the hamper and put it in the thing and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm bitter about it. Uh-huh. I'm trying to think of, like, would I ever think to just go outside and start raking?
I'm going
to
take all those rocks out of the lawn to really make it fertile.
Like, no, never in my wildest dreams. And I don't have to because he's the CEO of that task. And that doesn't mean that I can never help with the yard work, even if it's a Saturday and he's like, hey, it would be really helpful if we could all be out in the yard and vote. Yeah, that's fine. But he's coordinating it.
Right.
That's good. And I could say, we need a laundry day. I need you to help with it, but I'm coordinating it. So it's just like, it's nice to own your thing. He owns all the finances. He owns every bill that comes in. I don't think, like, hey, have you paid that? Because he owns the mental load.
And if you're listening to all of this and you think, I'm CEO of everything,
then have a conversation.
Have a conversation. And they probably, like, are trying to do stuff and you're like a me. And, like, you have your hands in everything and then you're no fun to be around.
Yeah, so that was, like, a big...
That's a good one.
A big one. So thank you, Shaylee.
And well, thank again, you, that's, like, viral cartoon.
Well, and but then it viral a cartoon, but it went into a very helpful, productive, positive place when you led that episode. So that, again, is number 59. Fairly recent. If you haven't listened to it, give it a listen because I feel like it really, it was a great one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back to episode 19.
19 was about budgeting. Right after that episode, I quit Amazon Prime.
That is insane.
And I haven't gone Amazon back. Prime.
If you need to order something, girl, you let me know.
Actually, I kind of do need to order something by Easter.
Let me know. That got awkward. Just kidding.
Hang on, I'll make you a list. I either wait for it to be shipped, and usually in that time I can talk myself out of the purchase. Like, well, if I can't have it in 2 days, then I just won't have it.
That's really need it?
Really healthy. Or I'm like, the next time I'm in a store, I'll see if they have that. And again, either I'll talk myself out of it by then, or like the extra step will make me kind of
second guess
purchases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been really good.
Nice.
And 36... I talk about discipline, and you had never had to discipline Opal yet because she was a baby.
We need to redo that one, girl.
So we're thinking about following up on that now that Shaylee has.
We're going to call it toddler discipline.
Yeah.
I've said the word timeout so many times today. So many times.
You should go back and listen to it, though, because we did have a toddler section.
I should listen to it.
And then you can tell me if you tried things.
Maybe I just, like, mentally didn't even listen because I was like, Opal's perfect. She never talks.
I can't imagine
or talks.
Or talks. She just lies there. So episode 65, Shaylee convinced me to do cloth diapers. I now have a 5-month-old, and guess how many cloth diapers I've used on her?
I have a feeling
0.00.
No, except for that one time she accidentally peed on the blanket. Does that count? She peed on your blanket. Diaper. It's cloth and she used it as a diaper, right?
I did not nail that. I got so fired up. For like a week and a half before she was
out of me. I even had a friend who was selling all her used ones on Facebook.
I was given brand new ones.
Okay, now I'm mad.
And so I thought, oh,
you were given new cloth diapers?
Well, I don't know if they're new. They're very newish.
Barely used.
Yeah.
Katie.
I know. And now I'm re-gifting them to someone who's going to follow through. Well, the thing was, she was so little. And I was like, okay, well, I'll start when she's a little bit bigger.
I waited 10 weeks.
Yeah, and then somehow in the 10 weeks... I was like, I'm behind on laundry. Why would I add laundry?
Why would you add more? You know, it'd be hard. It'd be hard to rev up on your fourth kid, I will say.
Yeah.
The rev up for me was like, and then when I have more than one kid.
Right.
I'm going to just be raking in the dollars.
Right. That's true.
So, but we have been traveling a lot. And I will say it took me a little longer to transition back into the cloth when we got back. Okay. We've been like in and out for like a month. Mm-hmm. So she has to do disposable when we're out. So. Thing. That interest, that perks your interest.
There's an episode.
Check out episode 65.
Episode 65. So, yeah, those are fairly recent. And I would like, this is what I want to do. Okay. I want to take inspiration from one of these past episodes. Mm-hmm. And while we're off for 7 weeks, 6 weeks? let's work on one of those. And so that way, in 6 weeks, when we come back on June 5th,
we can say if we can
give
it or
an update.
Not.
So
and
I
will do it.
As a default, I'm going to go ahead and do another whole 30.
Okay. And you've done, what's?
I don't even know. I'm on like whole 100.
Your whole life.
300.
You're on your
I'm on whole 300.
Life.
But I will be done nursing soon, so I think that's going to help things.
Okay.
So, as the recording date right now, I still have, I should have done the math beforehand.
You have like 9 weeks.
I still have.
Ish, 10.
Like probably 40, six, 40 yeah. pounds I want to lose, I think.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see how much I have left.
Can you do 40 pounds in like 10 weeks?
No, but I can do some of it.
4 pounds a week, though, is not bad, right?
Shaylee, I'll take my time.
I don't know. I'm questioning. I feel like, no, 2 pounds a week. Two pounds a week's healthy.
So maybe I can, maybe I can lose like 20 by then or something.
Right. Don't go crazy.
Don't go now whole she's sanity. Backtracking.
Don't go whole sanity. Be healthy. Eat your veggies. Okay.
So I'll let you know how that goes. And then what do you want to challenge yourself to?
I think I'm going to say simplify my brain, which will include your life. That's very general and I can weasel out of that easy. I'm going to say going off social media for a period of time.
Let's
do
choose
it. Do you have to do a whole week?
Talk me through why you don't think you can do a whole week.
Because I have made myself the CEO of posting for the podcast.
What if I take that over?
Then I could do it. My people. I'm just kidding. I can do it. There's no reason I couldn't do it. I don't even post that much on Facebook. And I just share. I mean, there's times I go like 4 or 5 days without posting. It's the needless just
the
taking in information of random people that I don't need to know about their lives. That's what I miss.
What if we substitute it with something you can scroll through? Like an ebook or a... something else.
You know what I should do is go off social media and every time I want to browse, I need to delete the phone photos, which I still have not done. That was also a challenge on a podcast.
Oh yeah.
I could delete photos off my phone because I have it down to 12,000 from 13, but I still have like 6,000 more.
Yes. And that was from the Instagram with Intention series.
Do. Yes. That was a decently recent one.
Yep.
But that one, she questioned how many photos are on your phone. And I said 13,000. That was episode 73.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going to get rid of half of them. And then I didn't. But I got rid of like 1,000. I was really fired up. But it takes time and mental power. I don't know how to organize them in folders. I do now thanks to that episode. But I have a lot. So I'll say social media. Okay. I'm going to go off social media for a week. And I'm going to replace that with simplifying my photos and simplifying my wardrobe. Because I also never did a capsule wardrobe. So I'm going to channel that energy and time into simplifying my...
Okay, purging digitally and also physically.
Digitally. I'm purging other people's Instagram lives that I don't need to know out of my mind. Purging photos. I don't need 9 in the same swing of Opal in the same outfit. But I like them. And I don't need all of the clothes that I haven't worn, but like... still can like look cute if I like belt it and put a sweater on.
Okay.
In my wardrobe. Okay.
You're gonna be ruthless about like what flatters your body?
I feel like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so those are good measurable challenges. So I'm doing a whole 30. You're gonna do a social media fast and simplify. And then should I work on anything else?
I think, can I give you one?
Yeah.
I think you should work on, well, this is part of your like little update we'll talk about.
Yep.
But being really intentional with your goals and what you want to do as far as like work and career and your small amount of hours that you have.
Okay. Having like a clear defined goal.
And really going for it.
Mm, good transition.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So as we said, we're trying to find that happy balance as moms and entrepreneurs. So let's talk a little bit. Let's do some biz updates and
business updates, life updates.
Okay. So if you've listened to all of our previous episodes, you know that I have a couple different things going on in my life. Number one, we moved to the country.
The farm.
Number two, I couldn't decide if I wanted to homeschool or send my kids to public school. And number three... I didn't know exactly how I was going to do business now that I have 4 kids.
And no internet. and 4 kids and 0 internet equals 1 business from 1985.
I've had internet problems. It's hard to work from home for the digital job when you don't have internet or childcare. Right. So, number one, we're listing our house. I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. And they just redid everything, and it's gorgeous. It's going to fly off the shelves.
Yeah, if you don't need internet, it is all yours.
If you just want
there is internet, life, for the record.
Ash Parsons, come by Katie's house. Yes. Move here.
If you move into my house, I may not leave.
I'd love you. You're like, there's 4 bedrooms. That's enough for everybody.
I do have the internet. It's just a matter of having to upload very large photo files. It's just my actual specific job that is the struggle. So we're putting our house up for sale. We're looking for something a little bit closer to town. We still want some land. Mm-hmm. And we'd love a basement.
Basement.
We would love a basement.
Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley. To toy basements. Room. I'm like, go crazy, grandmas. Buy all the toys you want. We got a basement.
Foam sword. Basement.
A place for my parents to, you know, be comfortable when they visit because they don't live here. So anyway, so that's on the horizon. I'll update you of that. Who knows? Maybe in 7 weeks I'll have a new house. That'd be crazy.
That's exciting.
And I can start painting those cabinets. And then will I homeschool or do public school? I'm happy to report that this has been a great experience this year with public school. Callie is thriving. My son did preschool and he's thriving. They love going to school. I mean, they maybe complain about it every now and then, like with normal things, but like on spring break, Callie's like, okay, I kind of miss my friends.
I'm ready.
Yeah. And, I am thriving with that schedule. It turns out that like just having to be Callie's mom and being in charge of like the arts and crafts and fun things, and reading,
those were all. You can still do homeschool things.
Yes, exactly.
Just as like a mom.
Those were the things that I was like, I can't let go of those, and I haven't had to. And even like spring break, we made basically what I would have done for homeschool. We made a list of everything we want to accomplish by the end of spring break, and it was all the fun extracurricular things that let make her light up. We read an entire book. We did a craft project. She recorded a miniature EP of original songs. Wow. Yeah.
Check out that. It's dropping this fall.
It's dropping this fall. Callie Day.
She raps.
It's her. It's explicit. Backing up her, making her own mixes on GarageBand. It's hilariously so great. Anyway, so that's been really like freeing for me, the idea that I can still have their breaks and their summer to essentially homeschool.
You're still them. Their mother.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Aha.
That's the thing, is it's like, well, if they're doing that fun craft at school, I guess I can't do that here because I'm not homeschooling. It's like, wait, no.
Right.
Yeah, you can. You can still be the fun teacher mom.
So right now it's working. If that changes, I'll let you know. I'm open every year to revisiting that thought. So next year the plan is to have them both in school. Emerson will be in kindergarten. And then the two littles, this is the first time I have done this ever.
Done them.
In 7.5 years.
Okay.
I am going to have 10 hours a week of paid childcare.
Oh, snap.
10 hours?
Guys, Katie is just going to be running through the streets.
I don't know. I may just sit still for 10 hours.
Getting business done. I may just sit in silence.
I may just sit in silence.
She's going to get her nails done. She's going to go to yoga.
Jared's like, wait a minute. This whole projected income thing, it seems like we're losing money.
You're spending. There's like a lot of Target charges during the daycare hours.
Listen, hot yoga don't pay for itself. So I probably will be really weird the first couple days and be like, I don't know what to do. And
then, it'll go so fast.
I know. It's going to go really fast. And then next year, tune in when I get 20 hours of childcare, and then 30.
And then boarding school.
And then boarding school.
They're like, she's a baby. Take them.
No, just I kidding. Love them. I think we're all going to thrive. And mainly the reason behind that is because with 4 kids and with 2 being in school, the business of weddings are on the weekend.
Right.
And I found out that multitasking, this business brain and this mom brain, and trying to do both all day long, I was doing both very, very poorly. and I was white knuckling my control grip on both things. So I can't possibly send them to preschool because I have to be in control of them. I can't trust someone else to do anything with them.
But then weddings are the opposite schedule as their school schedule. Exactly. So you will never shoot a wedding, probably Monday through Friday.
Exactly.
7:30 in the morning to 3:30.
And then getting into business stuff, I was white knuckling and controlling every single aspect of my business as well. I was doing all of the editing, all of the shooting, all of the email answering, all of the scheduling. There's no part of it that I felt like I could train someone and hand that off to as well.
Right.
So if I'm not willing to hand off anything about my kids and I'm not willing to hand off anything about my business, what essentially I was handing off was my marriage, was the cleanliness of my house. I was saying, you know, oh, my baby took an extra 20 minutes napping. I can squeeze in an email instead of doing laundry. Oh, Jared, you take the kids on the weekend so I can go shoot a wedding, and I'll take the kids during the work while you're, you know, during the work week while you're working. And then when will we see each other? Never. Okay.
Success. Teamwork.
We did it. We technically didn't pay for childcare. At what cost?
Right.
So what does it cost? So I don't know. I'm just looking back and it just seems like through this podcast, there's just a lot of things that felt really obvious now. This was the first year ever I paid someone to clean my house. That was an outsourcing that I've never thought to do.
Yeah.
I'm looking into letting go of some of the photo editing.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I can hand off. So right now I'm looking forward to the next school year of what are the things that Katie Day doesn't have to touch.
Right.
To still get a very quality job done. And then what is the only, like, what are the things that only Katie Day can do? Well, she's the only wife that Jared has. So I should probably focus on that. I don't think I can outsource his wifely duties.
You can. I think it's illegal.
Is it? I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'm on a roll.
Don't Google it.
And obviously I don't want to outsource any of my parenting, but I'm looking at more of, they get 10 hours of quality schooling.
They get friend time.
Yes. And then while they're doing that, I can focus 100% on my business. And when I'm back with them, it's mom, you know.
Right. And say what you want time. About Mother's Day out. If you follow me on Instagram, you've already seen this. Opal knows the entire Pledge of Allegiance at 2 years old, and we have never done it with her. It's like it was like one day a week, and she just woke up one day and was like, I pledge allegiance to the flag. And we're like, is she saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
So cute.
So like, they're little sponges, and there are things that she's learning that she wouldn't be learning at home. I mean, eventually she would, but like, she loves it.
Okay, so that is what I'm working toward. What are you working toward?
That's exciting, Katie. I'm excited for you. And I feel like everything in life is always fluid. And that's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you described. And a lot of what you described I can, like, connect with. But Opal's 2.5 now. So it's been 2 years since we've been doing this podcast. I will say, so we're a completely self-employed family.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing stable about either of Jonathan and I's jobs, because we both work for ourselves full time. And then even work that I do outside, you know, anything I make from like little extras like the podcast or interior design or whatever it is that I do. I like help my brother's dental business with like marketing and like random. But all of that is still just completely inconsistent. So there's not consistency. And so I think for us, we had two slower years, slower than like the three previous years when Opal was born. So really, I always said, as long as we pick up again, I'll be really thankful for these two slow years, because like financially they're slower than they had been, but I'm getting like more time with Opal. I'm getting to kind of do the balance. So like looking back, I'm like, that was probably like God being like, I'm going to slow you down a little bit out of your control, because you just keep taking all the work if I kept like, you know, whatever, if everyone kept throwing it at us. And so I kind of figured out how to do the mom thing, staying home. My mom watched her a couple days a week, which is super helpful, and then was available like flexibly, which is basically what I need, because I can't say I'm going to get all my meetings and all my shoots on Mondays, always, because clients are like, Saturday, go out of town for 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday evening. So my mom's been like the catch-all. As long as I can coordinate it with her, she's been there. So that's like got me through for the first like year and a half. And then I started doing one day a week Mother's Day out. So to me, the best part of that was just I didn't have to play telephone.
Right.
Where a client said, hey, can you meet next week for this blah, 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 30 minutes? And then I'm like, sure, hold on, let me check. And then I text my mom, are you available next week? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't know, I'm getting my hair done that week. And then I'm like going through this like, well, Jonathan, can you come home and work from home while she's napping? Can you blah, blah, blah? Right. And then trying to coordinate this whole thing. Whereas if I have Mother's Day out for 5 hours, one day a week or 2 days a week or whatever, I know I can schedule a meeting during that time always, as long as school is in session. Mm-hmm. So for me, just the mental knowledge that I have some sort of time where I'm not relying on anyone. If someone's sick, another person's there, mm-hmm. or whatever. That was a game changer for me as far as work-life balance. Now we're picking up with work, which is great. But the last 6 to 8 months, we've been busier and it doesn't look like it's slowing down. So we're kind of doing the same thing. I like to have my fingers in everything and do everything. And even interior design clients are picking up and they're going, are you taking clients? And I'm like, of course. Yeah, why would I not be taking clients? But then it's like every time someone asks me, I'm like, because you're allowed to say, no, I'm not taking clients right now until this date or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I still am kind of like running at the whim of everyone's schedules whenever they need me and whatever. So for me, kind of the outsourcing or even what is my time best spent on? Mm-hmm. So we're even looking into, we have several subcontractors that we use, but even getting something more consistent with one of them, because when we're really busy with projects, it's like, but we could do it.
Right.
I'll just work late after she goes to bed and then you hop on this and then we'll just work through the weekend because we don't want to spend extra money or our overhead, you know, we're making more if we do it on our own instead of outsourcing it to like a subcontractor we worked with for a long time. But if we have someone reliable that we've worked with for years and years, to have something where it's like we're guaranteeing them a block of hours forces us to use them. Mm-hmm. So yes, I could do it and we could make 100%, but like, let's spend money and make less and have them do it. And then I have that time back to either make a higher hourly rate doing interior design, being with Opal, or being sane, like right. whatever it is.
Being alone with Shaylee.
Right. Or honestly, if you look at our business and you say, what could not be done right now easily without Shaylee? It would be the management of the projects, keeping everything going, working with clients, figuring out bids and proposals. That's the type of thing that if I step back from, people would know because they know me. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm editing on the back end of a video, no one knows whether I laid that out or not, nor do they care. They're right. not like, oh, I hope Shaylee's editing that one. She's probably the best one they right. have. So there's certain things like that that we can work on what makes the most sense. So just kind of like letting go of that a little bit. And honestly, we haven't talked about this yet, but organizing the podcast in a way, we've teased it a little bit on social media, but e-courses. So Katie and I have been talking about both writing separate e-courses, maybe writing some together, and not e-courses like, let's create an e-course for like $199 or $299. Maybe in the future, I'm not going to say never, but we're looking for ones like $20 to $30 to $40 range, to where it's essentially the same as like buying like a dress at Target
right.
or whatever. And so for me, most of my design clients, I do creative consultations. It's a 2-hour meeting. We talk through, define their style, what they like and don't like. And then I send them a little style guide, whatever. It's one meeting, one email with lists. And then I answer questions and I charge like $250 for that.
Right.
And so for me, if I could put that same content into an e-course and sell it at a lower price point, then I'm creating something that's not taking my physical time every single time.
Yes.
So essentially, by creating e-courses or working like smarter and not
harder.
Mm-hmm. I'm creating something to where not only could that be passive income, but then if a client comes to me and I don't have any more billable hours available in my month, I can say no. But I have this e-course that's super affordable and it will like yes. walk you through the details and then you can just hire me hourly, which costs 3 times as much as my e-course costs if you have any questions.
Right.
Outside of that. So anyway, those are just some ways.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on a design one and I'm out. Working on a photography one. So yeah. Sign up for our newsletter yeah. online if you want sneak peeks.
Well, sneakle the peekles. And also when we come back, we will email. We're back.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's gonna be great. Do you want more emails in your inbox?
No, then we're not gonna be like sign that. Up. We're not gonna be like that. We don't have enough time to be like that.
You're gonna get a few short, funny. They will be entertaining emails.
Yes.
That's what we can say. You'll giggle as you're deleting it.
Yep. Okay, so those are things we're both working on. I'm going to do Whole 30. You're going to do social media fast, mm-hmm. capsule wardrobe, and we're both going to ride an e-course. Whew! That's a tall order. Thank goodness we're cutting back on episodes. We sure filled that white space real quick.
Yeah, you can hold us accountable. If you're like, hey, where's that e-course? Be like, don't worry about it. No, we're going to do it.
You're going to do it because you're not going to be scrolling on Instagram anymore.
That's why I'm going to like have 12 e-courses by the time we come back. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my goodness, you would.
It's going to be called What I Learned.
Okay, so what can you guys do while we're off the air? You can re-listen to our old ones. There are 84 hours.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. Whoa. Check in on Instagram. We're going to be playing games.
Always.
Join our newsletter online. We're going to have bonuses just for our newsletter. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Mm-hmm. Check out our sponsors.
Yeah.
Did you know that our sponsors know if you use our codes or not?
It's amazing.
And so if you use our codes, they want to continue sponsoring us. And if you don't,
they're like, you guys suck.
Yep. They cuss at us. So in a way, you are supporting the podcast anytime you join a free trial of anything we're talking about because they like it. And hopefully you like it because we pick things we like.
And you either like it or you don't like it. There's not like
there's
pressure.
No risk.
Like,
yeah. So Prep Dish has been a very faithful sponsor.
Yes.
Our code is...
It's prepdish.com/SK.
Yes.
I think they prompt you with a code once you go to it. But if you just go to that website, you can sign up for a free 2-week trial.
FreshBooks has been very sweet and faithful to us.
Freshbooks.com/SK.
SK as well. Mm-hmm. So that's all.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the break. And I'm excited more so to be back.
Yes. And... Should we close with a segment? The last segment for the
last... The last segment.
The next...
For season six.
For season
six. You didn't even know you were in season six.
You don't know about this one.
Okay.
And I previously took a voice memo, so I'm just going to play it for you now.
This segment's called Voice Memos from Katie?
Yep. Surprise voice memo. Here we go. I'm going to roll tape.
I'm so scared.
This is on 11-9-17.
11-9-17.
Hey guys, this is Katie Day reporting remotely for a live segment that Shaylee doesn't know about now. I am currently at Shaylee's house.
Who are you?
Shaylee is not here. That sounds creepy. I get it. She does know I'm here. It's just that she's not here. Now, see, what happened was I had a deadline. My internet went out. I can't figure out what's wrong with it, and I need to upload. And Shaylee very graciously said, hey, I'm not home, but feel free to swing by or whatever. Sit in my driveway. Or whatever you need to do and use my internet. Thank you, Shaylee. What she doesn't know is I have a newborn and my 3-year-old with me. So currently, my laptop is sitting on her back patio, desperately trying to use her Wi-Fi through her thick brick walls. So it's not the fastest speed. My newborn just started crying, so I was breastfeeding in her driveway. And that doesn't sound too bad, but then my 3-year-old informs me that she needs to pee immediately.
No.
It is an emergency and it cannot wait. So my view right now is Shaylee's empty house, my laptop sitting on her patio table, my newborn breastfeeding, and to top it all off, my 3-year-old has disrobed, has taken off her leggings, underwear, and boots and is squatting in Shaylee's backyard peeing.
Oh, it was like number one, number two.
Peeing like an animal. Folks, this is called the glamorous life of being a self-employed mom. Yeah. It's not a great day for me. This might be a new low.
The sound of the Playhouse doorbell. The Playhouse doorbell just started going off.
Okay. You didn't know until right now that my daughter peed in your yard.
I did not. My cheeks are hurting. If we had more grass, I could probably see where her urine killed it. But we don't have a lot of grass. I wish she pooped. That would have just been the best ever. We'd be like, man, those squirrels are really getting girthy. But the fact, like, the visual of that is hilarious. Well, I'm glad that my internet could save your day.
My daughter peed in your lawn like a dog.
Was the gate closed?
kind of see-through either way. It doesn't matter. Oh, Katie. Is that when you were like, honey, we're listing the house?
And we're listing the house. I'll let you know where we live on June 5th.
Well, someday Opal and I will swing by the farm and repay the favor.
Please do.
We both will. I'll record it.
All right. We'll see you guys in June. We love you.
Love you guys. We won't stop loving you.
And I won't stop loving you.
You know that $1 million isn't six figures, by the way. I just had to.
Oh, what is it? 100,000?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
You know. I mean, do you have to know math to make $1 million?
No.
I don't think so.
That's not a prerequisite.
I'm not going to start an accounting business. It'll be fine. Seven figures? Nine figures.
All the figures. We're going to make a billion figure business. Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love hearing from you on Instagram, emails, and especially iTunes reviews. Reviews help others hear about the podcast, and we read every single one. We also really appreciate you guys who share the podcast with your friends on social media. If you want to reach out, you can contact us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com, or you can find us at shayleeandkatie.com. We couldn't do it without you, and we love you.
Mommy.
You were so quiet when you came over here. Mommy's recording. Like, can you say hi?
What's this?
That's Katie.
What's that?
That's food. Do you want a little bite?
Yeah. Who that is?
Who is that?
Mommy.
No, who's that?
Katie.
That's Katie.
Hey, girl, hey.
Mommy.
Yeah, Mommy.
Bunny.
Mm-hmm, Bunny. Okay, can you go see Daddy? And I'll be done in just a second, okay? Work-life balance. Work-life balance. Jonathan?
Yeah.
Hey.